KORN News Radio Sports for Wednesday, May 13th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. San Antonio would defeat the Minnesota Timberwolves last night, 126-97, as the Spurs now take a 3-2 series lead in their second-round series. Victor Wembanyama with a double-double of 27 points and 17 rebounds. Spurs can now advance to take on Oklahoma City with a win Friday night. Game 6 will be in Minneapolis. Anthony Edwards, he finished with 20 points for the Wolves, while Julius Randle and Jaden McDaniels added 17 points apiece. Coming up tonight, the Detroit Pistons host the Cleveland Cavaliers at 7 p.m. on ESPN. That Eastern Conference second-round series tied at 2 games apiece. Stanley Cup playoffs last night, the Buffalo Sabres would defeat the Montreal Canadiens 3-2. That series now tied at 2 games apiece. And the Vegas Golden Knights would defeat Anaheim 3-2. Vegas also leads that series 3-2. Tonight, it's the Colorado Avalanche versus the Minnesota Wild. That game at 7 p.m. on TNT. Colorado can advance to the conference finals with a victory. The NFL continues to reveal part of their 2026 schedule, highlighting several marquee matchups and an expanded international slate. The Denver Broncos and Kansas City Chiefs will open up Monday Night Football on Monday, September 14th, Week 1, though the NFL has not announced whether it will be in Kansas City or Denver. Also, an international game yesterday, Week 10, will see the Atlanta Falcons take on the Cincinnati Bengals. That game will be played November 8th in Madrid, Spain. A Florida judge has ruled that Tiger Woods' prescription drug records will be turned over to prosecutors as part of his ongoing DUI case stemming from a March arrest. Prosecutors had subpoenaed pharmacy records covering prescriptions filled earlier this year, arguing that they are relevant to determine whether or not Woods was impaired at the time of his crash. Tiger pleaded not guilty to driving under the influence following a single vehicle crash in March. Memphis Grizzlies forward Brandon Clark has passed away at the age of 29, according to the NBA team and his representatives. Clark was found dead Monday at a home in the Los Angeles area. Authorities say that an autopsy is planned to determine the cause of death. No official cause has been released. Clark was a 7-year NBA veteran. He was selected 21st overall in the 2019 NBA draft out of Gonzaga. Also this week, Jason Collins, the NBA's first openly gay player and a 13-year veteran, has died at the age of 47 after an 8-month battle with brain cancer. His family announced the death on Tuesday. Collins was too ill to attend a recent ceremony where he was honored with the inaugural Bill Walton Global Champion Award, which was accepted on his behalf by his twin brother and former NBA player Jaren Collins. Jason played for 6 NBA teams over his career, including New Jersey, Atlanta, Boston, Memphis, Minnesota, and Washington. He became a global figure in 2013 when he publicly came out as gay, an announcement that came during his playing career and was widely seen as a milestone for inclusion in professional sports. Jason Collins passes away at the age of 47.